SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Black Friday, typically the biggest shopping day of the year. Retailers kicking off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. It didn't stop millions of shoppers, though, from hitting the stores.
People always say, like, oh, why don't you just do, like, online shopping? But I still find fun in going out and hanging out with my friends and stuff and just being out here, you know? It's early in the morning, but you only live once, so might as well have fun.
For many shoppers, it's more like an event.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. People just come in here with their friends, their family, their holiday tradition, having a good time. And there's been a lot of energy so far.
And this particular shopper says she tried to beat the crowd.
Last year we came and we got here at midnight and we stayed out here till like 6 a.m. So then we're like, let's try to get there when they open at 8, but it's crowded at 8.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. Also at SRNnews.com, rescue teams in northern India resuming the drilling to evacuate 41 construction workers from that collapsed tunnel. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
As the rescue operation stretched into its 13th day, teams had drilled over 150 feet and needed to drill 40 feet more to create a passageway, according to a government spokesman. The rescue effort had been temporarily halted when the drilling machine became unstable while boring through rock debris. Haridwar Sharma, the brother of a trapped worker, told the AP, "We're all hoping they come out. Now it is not in our hands to pull them out or do anything. The administration is at it, machinery is there. The rescue teams also are inserting pipes into the dugout channel. I'm Karen Chamas."
In New Jersey, at least 10 firefighters have been injured while battling a huge apartment building fire. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats moving to enshrine abortion in the state constitution.
The party won big in this month's off-year elections, and it's wasting no time in promoting one of its key issues. Democratic lawmakers have begun the process of amending the Virginia Constitution to guarantee abortion and protect it from any pro-life limitations. State law already allows the procedure up to 26 weeks of pregnancy, with broad exceptions after that for health concerns. Pro-life advocates say they will fight the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota defending itself from a claim of political bias. At issue, a message circulating on social media cautioning airmen not to attend a conservative political rally featuring Salem Radio Network talk show host Charlie Kirk. Base officials now say the warning was based on incorrect data. Turning Point USA describes itself as a defender of freedom. This is SRN News.
It's Black Friday and American shoppers are out in force.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to. Take it where you can.
She talked to ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley.
Trading was muted as markets reopened following the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Stocks closing mixed after a half-day abbreviated trading session capped a holiday-shortened week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
And more details at SRNnews.com.